The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on? Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it if they can't take it home, they'll burn it if they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Sean Kennedy is my name. I'm going to teach you how to play the game called Boycott. Yes, that's right. We're going to be boycotting everything that the RIAA does, sees, hears, feels, touches. Fuck you. You think I'm going to buy a CD? No, I don't think so. And neither is anyone listening. That's right. Tune it in. Turn it on. Turn it up and blow it out. We got Brainwashing number 7. Yes, issue number 7. Just when you thought it was safe to download something off the net, the RIAA is going to try to kill you. Everybody knows the top story of the hour is that Napster has been declared the war crime. It's a war crime. You know, you are a political prisoner, Napster. Get that little cat out of here. You're fucked. 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 So it is time once again for us to assess our means and situation. What is the means and situation? The means and situation is for you to join cult. And, of course, you've taken the first steps towards purifying your body, mind, soul, spirit, and reincarnation of your previous life. And that would be to listening to the very latest of Brainwashings. That would be Brainwashing 7. I am your host, Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. And I am here to try to make this fucking issue just as a little bit as good as all the other ones that have been happening. Hopefully a little bit better. And, hey, if you're listening, then that's great. So let's talk about what's going on. Everybody knows the big news of the hour. Oh, I just opened my Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. Everybody knows the news of the hour is the fact that Napster has been fucking shit canned. Napster bad! Napster illegal! On one hand, I sit back and I go, fuck, Napster's illegal. That kind of hurts. Kind of makes me want to grab my shovel and start getting jiggy with it. But on the other hand, it's like, oh well. So now we all use Nutella. The RIAA has shot themselves in the fucking foot so bad it isn't even funny. They don't even realize the fact that their sales went up, not down, up. The opposite of down would be up, and that was the direction that their sales went. And nobody, you know, in the RIAA even notices this. They think, you know, they're just trying to stop something, even though the exact same pirating scares came out when they came out with dubbable tapes, when they came out with FM broadcasting, when they came out with recordable CDs. You remember all that? They were all terrified of it. You know, it never amounted to shit. And yet they are still afraid of everything that's going on because they're fucking morons. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with these assholes? There's nothing you can do about it. So, well, what I'm going to do is we mentioned it before on Cult, and we mentioned it in the last couple of weeks. So this is the Brainwashing call to action. Boycott the RIAA. I'm not buying shit. Okay? When was the last time you could fight something by not doing anything? That's right, you can. You can fight the RIAA by not doing a fucking thing. Not even lifting a finger. You can fight them. Don't give them your money. Nutella. Okay, Nutella. Nutella will help you download all of your cheesy MP3 goodness, and you can play it and make your CDs, and you can burn them, and you can do whatever you please, but do not give the RIAA any money. Because if it wasn't for us, these motherfuckers would have to get a real job and be just like the rest of us. But no. I'm just waiting for Lars Ulrich to come out with his, you know, anti-Napster song for his next album, which no doubt will have steel guitars and aging singers in it. Like, how fucking crazy is that? Oh, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Fuck, I hate that. Fuck ass! So our roster is up to about 108. I've still got to process a bunch of orders. If you've got your name in, do not worry. I'm going over your application as we speak. And if you're downloading this for the first time, you can apply to join the cult.
Apply to join the dedicated organization of the cult.
And to do that, you email join@thecult.org. So, let's cut the shit and let's get down to brass tacks. Let's talk about some of the stuff we got planned and what's going to be going on. First of all, let's start with our shouts out. Major shouts out, okay? To Decker Integrity. Okay, everyone who does not know, Decker Integrity was the guy who wound up putting Cult on the wireless application, WAP, whatever what the P stands for in WAP. But anyway, he's the guy who got us in the top 10 sites on the internet for WAP. How fucking crazy is that? How awesome is that? So now, Cult is in the top 10. Yay! Spreading the virus. And Decker Integrity made the Cult virus go airborne. You gotta like it. You gotta think it's good. I like it. I think it's good. I think it's a holy thing, in all honesty. So, we have got some stuff. People are going on about Clan of the Man. We've got some feedback about that. We're going to cover that. Matter of fact, let's cover that right now. Last issue, I talked about the whole concept of Clan of the Man, which is what we're going to be calling people who are dedicated to Cult, people who have been doing a lot of work for Cult, people who are doing a lot of stuff on the fly, on the side. They're doing a lot of... They want to be more involved. They're more the guys who are going to be organizing local events. We were going to create a sort of an award called Clan of the Man. Now, we've decided that yes and no. We are going to be creating a group, which is like an award, something that's given to people who are going to be clan, sort of like in the Clan of the Man. But rather than calling them Clan of the Man, we're going to be giving them the award of Guardians. And that way they put GDN on the end of their name, so they're like Prophet or Decker Integrity GDN, Gargoyle Apoc GDN, Prophet Fork GDN. And that way you know that they have been deemed by myself, because I'm the only guy who does it, to be a GDN. Do not ask me to get GDN status, okay? Do not ask me for it, okay? You will not get it. I will assign it, and when you've done enough goddamn work, then yeah, maybe you'll get it, okay? But if you're not going to be doing what if I don't think you're up for Cult's best interest, fuck you, you're not getting it, okay? Because this is not about, I'm not going to be awarding to people who I think are going to power trip. I'm not going to award it to people who I think are not going to be able to get along. I'm not going to be awarding it to people who are just, you know, looking for some sort of ego-stroking bullshit motif. That's not on, okay? This is for people who are dedicated and who want to build Cult into something better, bigger, better, stronger, and faster. Because that's the plan. That is the eventual plan. So this is the direction that's going to be going. So instead of Clan of the Man, it is going to be Guardians. Now, this all is going to be laid out in the manifesto, the new manifesto I am writing. I am taking a week off of work. By the time you've downloaded this, I'm probably on my vacation. My vacation started 7/28/2000. It was when my vacation starts, and I got a week off. So I'm going to attempt to actually get some writing done. Dr. Pepper. I'm going to attempt to get some writing done, try to crank out the manifesto. The virus manifesto, of which everyone must read, tattoo on their body, memorize, quote, chant, rub fucking oil all over the snakes, kill snakes, get them to bite them, writhe on the ground, and, you know, burst these words that spout from my lips to my Dragon Dictate microphone, which, of course, pirated out into my computer and then onto text, which you will download for free. Because even though this is probably going to be, by the time I'm done, it's probably going to be a small book. I have no idea the actual size of this thing, but I'm guessing it'll be anywhere between 50 and 100 pages, somewhere in there. But we're going to go over a whole lot of different concepts. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that's been going on now. People are offering up their homes and things like that for safe houses. I think that's very, very cool. One of the first guys to ever open his home up to a safe house is Raz, okay? Raz was one of the first guys to do it. I believe he's a nomad. Forgive me if I fucked that up, okay? I didn't have my notes here. But Raz was the first guy to do it, okay? He officially notified me to say that he will offer his place up. So if anyone's in there. Now, let's discuss the safe house concept. A safe house is not the same thing as a mosque, okay? A mosque is something we are going to create, which is going to be the cult. Well, it's going to be the cult businesses, what they are. They're going to be cult safe, like safe havens, sanctuaries. It's going to be a data haven. I've been approached by people who want to open up, believe it or not, martial arts dojos, things like that, all with the mosque. So it's like a cult megaplex, you know? We'll do for cult what fucking Walt Disney did with Mickey Mouse. Wait, does that sound bad? Yeah, I think that probably does. Well, not really. Walt Disney was a screaming racist. But we're going to do with Cult. Well, we're going to do what we want with Cult. We're going to do the right thing with Cult is what we're going to do. We're going to take Cult and keep it very grassroots. And in order to handle the corporate structure, which is occurring as we speak, the feudal state is increasing. We have to make sure we take steps to provide for when things get really, really shitty before they get any better. Because we all know it's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay, but in any case, Raz opened up his place to be the first cult safe house. And cult members, when we get the new site up, Enki's working fast and furious on it. We're going to have a subsection in there for safe houses. People who wish to list their homes as safe houses. Now, let's talk a little bit about safe houses, okay? If you want to distribute and be known as a safe house, I need you to email me, okay, with the details of you offering up your place as a safe house. As in, I need to know how much notice you need, how long you're willing to let people stay there, and what your stipulations are in the house, i.e. no drugs, no booze. Do you want booze? Do you want drugs? Do you want sex? You know, whatever. There's been talk of, you know, minor payments, that kind of a thing, where people are discussing, you know, like, well, if you show up, you know, you should maybe bring the guy a beer or something like that, or take him out to dinner or whatever. That is up to the etiquette of these people arranging it, because all it is it provides a portal for you to call these guys up and say, hey, listen, man, I'm going to be in the area. I know you don't know me, but I'm a member of cult. I need a place to crash, okay, and go from there. Now, if you are in a bind, okay, like if you are well and truly fucked, I'm fairly certain that just about, well, I hope that just about anybody in cult would help you, okay? Just about anyone would, you know, if you called on and said, listen, man, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where I am. You know, I downloaded a whole bunch of emails, or I've been talking to people. I managed to get a phone, you know, or I've got my WAP phone, and thanks to Decker Integrity, I can now send you an email. Somebody get back to me. I'm somewhere in Nebraska. I don't know where the fuck I am, and I need a place to stay because my car fucked up, or I'm wanted by the cops, or I'm on the run, or my world's a shitty place. Whatever. Okay, you've got to... I would hope that cult members would respond, because all we got is us. That's all we got is us. And it's really shitty that that's what it's come down to, but this is pretty much the case. Raz, for example, said that he wants a... would like to keep it to a 2-night stay max. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're like totally partying down and you guys are having a wicked time, and he doesn't mind, and that's cool, but, I mean, the guys who run the safe house are fucking God, okay? Whatever they say goes. If they're just like, fuck you, you're not getting in, then that's fine, okay? They don't need to have a reason. They don't have to open up their doors to you. Dr. Pepper. So it's something that is very, very useful, something we need to look at and be very, very sure of. Moving right along. But, I mean, how fucking cool is that? If we can get that... I don't have WAP set up on my phone, so I don't know how the cult page looks, but if we can get that roster and safe houses showing up on a wireless phone, fuck. I mean, how's that for research? Can you even touch that? Can you even touch that? It's fucking awesome. Awesome! So let's talk about some other projects that we got going on. There's lots of heavy shit that is happening, man. People are doing all kinds of fucking shit. Like, there's shit going on. This is the best part. There are people doing stuff in the name of cult, for cult, taking the role, going forward with it, that I don't even know about. That is amazing. People are just doing stuff and then emailing me as a courtesy and saying, hey, I did this, and I did it for cult because I know it follows the dream. And I think that that is wicked. That's exactly the kind of stuff that we have going on. I mean, this is very, very, very cool. Some of the new stuff we're going to be having in on the page, we're going to be having a confirmation engine. Now, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. Enki and I have been discussing this. This is still like heavy, 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 heavy beta, okay? This is like this isn't even a beta. This is like alpha shit, okay? We have a concept for when you join cult and members who are in cult will be given, okay, they will be assigned a passcode, alphanumeric code, okay? It will be sent to you. We may use an encryption form for it. And that code you must memorize and have with you at all times. The reason why you have to memorize and have it with you at all times is because, let's say, you're Soylent Zero and you want to go and hang out with Gloom Bunny, okay? So if Gloom Bunny, you show up at Gloom Bunny's door and you say, hi, I'm Soylent Zero. And although we haven't been getting along in the roster, and I know that, you know, generally we aren't going to be fighting that much, and you and I are really good friends now, because if we're not friends, Sean will fucking kill us both. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. I'm just picking on those guys because they were being dinks the other day on the forum, and I had to smack them down. But they're all good. You know I love you. You know I love you. They're all so fucking good. As a matter of fact, Soylent Zero's been doing some deadly shit in the image file. But we'll talk more about people who've been doing sick bitch image shit later. Isn't that right, No Deal? Yes. Isn't that right, Fork? Yes. Anyway, So back to the confirmation thing. Let's say you're a cult member. You show up at another cult member's house. You say, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, you could stay at my house. Well, how the fuck does he know who you are? I mean, any asshole could log onto the page and say, oh, I'm prophet, whatever. I'm street preacher. Well, how the fuck do you know that that's street preacher? How do you know that somebody doesn't show up and say, hey, I'm Sean Kennedy the fucking man. If they can pull off my voice, well, you're screwed. Dr. Pepper. Although that some people can look at pictures of me and there's pictures floating around, so people might be able to know who I am. The fact is that you can see how this could lead to problems. People who are claiming to be other members. So what you do is you get over to your internet terminal. You turn it on. You say, oh, okay. You get the person to punch in their ID code on the website. So they have a drop-down menu saying the Decker whatever. And then they punch in their passcode and they hit verify. And it verifies them and says, ding, verification is true. And this is a very simple method to make sure that people like FBI agents or whatever are not impersonating and trying to infiltrate and infect and fuck up something that is a really good thing. Because God knows they hate to destroy really good things. Reference Napster. Okay, so that's one of the ideas we got coming on that I think is very, very cool. Another thing that's happening is we're going to be getting a calendar, very basic calendar up, so we can see web events that are going to be coming up, conferences. If you want to set up conferences, if you want to set up meetings, okay, let me know, okay, and I'm talking to Fork here, I'm talking to Zero Store, I'm talking to those guys. Let me know the guys who've got significant members in their area, okay, and try to set up local meetings. If you set up a local meeting, even if it's in like a local or a fairly centralized city coffee shop or some fucking web cafe or some shit like that where you guys just want to get together, talk about direction of cult, come up with ideas, you know, write an email to me with your guys' functions, let me know the points of your meeting, whatever, fuck, who knows, you know, jerk off on a hamster, who cares, okay, whatever you do, if you just want to get together and meet, because that's what it's about communication, okay, email me, I will post it as a cult event, that way if there's people in your city, or people who just join and they want to know where to get to the meetings and stuff, and I really want to stress at this stage that we want to stay away from elitist bullshit, okay, everybody was a script kiddie, okay, I don't give a fuck who you are, no one was born knowing code, okay, no one was, except for maybe Yankee, but other than that, and cybertech, but other than that, no one was known fucking no one was born, okay, knowing code. It just never happened. So don't be such an elitist shit. We have to teach people. Everywhere you go, there's always newbies who are always saying, hey, man, can you teach me how to hack? What if somebody did? You know how many people you would get if they're just like, yeah, I'd like to be a Decker, but I don't know how. That's okay. Just hang at the meetings. If you're an idiot, just shut the fuck up for the time being, and we'll teach you. And all you have to do is come to your fucking bi-weekly or monthly class. Okay, we'll go over stuff, and people can tell you books to read, stuff to do, and stuff to get on with, so that eventually, maybe not right away, maybe it might take this guy 2 years, but in 2 years, he will be a very valuable soldier in the army of cult. And once that happens, he will be very apt because he was there. Everybody was there once. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay, so just let's not go the elitist route. Let's leave that for other websites, other groups who get, you know, heavy into Unix and heavy into Linux and hate Microsoft, and they get the big fucking hate war happening. Fuck that. Cult is not about hate, okay? We are not about hate. We are about solutions, and we're about fixing problems that come up. So let's just scrap that whole negative hate mindset. Let's just fucking ditch all of that. It's no good for nobody. It doesn't do anybody any good, so we'll just fucking dump it, okay? So I want to make very, very clear that if you don't have if you don't like someone in cult, that's fine. Don't talk to them. If somebody flames somebody in a forum or in a chat room or whatever, just ignore them, okay? Just fucking go Gandhi, okay? Let it go, because everybody, even though, you know, that you guys may not speak the same language and you guys may not be coming from the same direction, you're both trying to go the same place. So we'll just fucking look to where you're going. Don't try to look at where everybody's at right now. And just, you know, kind of fucking get along, for Christ's sakes. But in any case, the upcoming members of events, if you want to organize events in your city, please do it. Absolutely. Blessings. Kudos for the people. No one, we talked about it before. We're going to call them Sabbaths, annual cult Sabbaths. Okay? The people who want to organize Sabbaths, let me know. Okay? I have no one who's come forward to say, I am opening my first Sabbath. Even if you are functioning, okay, in a city, there will only be one per city. Okay? That's it. Now, that means, like, does that mean there's one in all of New York? Well, no, obviously not. Okay? But if, like, there's going to be one in, like, Brooklyn and then one in Jersey or whatever, okay, we'll take it along that route. But I don't want to have, like, 15 in Brooklyn and 25 in Jersey or none of that shit. I like to keep it fairly centralized so that eventually we'll have like, you know, 200-300 people showing up in one meeting in one area once per month, which will be like a big fucking deal, and everyone can go there, talk shit, trade MP3s, trade discs, you know, whatever, show off art, whatever, you know, fuck whatever, you know, set up flea markets or something, I don't know, but do some shit like that. That's the concept. So whoever wants to be to set up the first Sabbath, let me know. Email me with the areas you want to run, even if you're sitting by yourself for the first little while. Eventually, wouldn't it be cool for just one night, you take time for yourself, go work, sit down somewhere, work on cult ideas, work on cult stuff, and then someday, somebody will walk up to you and say, hey, aren't you the guy who's running this? And how fucking cool will that be to sit there and go, yeah, man, that was my meeting. This was my meeting place. And it's very, very cool. It's a very cool idea. It's a very cool concept. I mean, just ask Skip Radio and when he hooked up with the Decker, whose name I can't remember. Oh my god, I can't remember the fucking Decker we hooked up with. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. But anyway, so that's the idea. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Mosques and safe houses will also be listed on the new website. We'll be talking about them. They'll be listed by city and state. So hopefully, the idea, once again, is once we get all of North America covered, there should be like two or three places you could stay. So if one guy says no, you're not fucked. Okay, just say, no, man, I'm afraid that's not going to be possible for a variety of reasons. There is no begging. There is no pleading. You just fucking say, okay, that's fine. If you sleep on a bench, you sleep on a bench. Okay, but at least cult gave you a chance, all right? So that's how that shit works. We're also going to have a portion on the page for new projects that are coming up, i.e. Gargoyle Apox Nidus project, which is a fucking sexy thing. If you want details on that, go talk to Apox. He's working on a fucking bomb concept with Enki, which is amazing. Of course, the WAP project, which I'm sporking all over the fucking walls for, I think that's just huge, too. Other projects that people are doing is, wow, holy cow, Prophet Nixter was running some amazing news on his site, so much so that I had to bonk him over the head and say, hey, asshole, come on over here and work for me. Actually, he's not working for me. He's working with us, because some of the stories that Nixter runs are amazing. If you look at some of the content that Nixter was throwing up, some really, really good shit. And I mean, the Prophet site, he's going to be running all of the media, okay? He's going to be eventually taking over the Prophet site, setting it up so that he's going to be running a massive Prophet resource and archive. So if we start running out of space, which is possible with all of these massive, like amazing art that's getting turned in, you know, we're going to be all offloading it to Nixter, and that'll be our resource site for all sorts of cheesy comestible goodness. We'll be able to be purveyed from Prophet Nixter. I love that Nixter. Check out his site. Check out the stuff he's doing. He's coming up with some really groovy shit. Very, very sweet. Very sweet. Speaking of sweet, holy cow, anybody checked out No Deals wallpapers he's been doing? Anybody been checking those things out? If you haven't, go there right now while you're listening to the sound of my voice. Go take a look at the wallpapers that No Deal has been putting out. Oh my god, are they ever cool. Very, very cool concept stuff. He's got like movie overlaps, and the Decker one is like one of my favorites, and the Nomad one is cool. He's got like Mad Max in there and shit. It's fucking awesome. They're very, very cool. Fork has, once again, always fucking like the kid's a machine. So Zero Store has been doing amazing shit. He designed a new clan logo for Flesh Trippers. We're not going to be going with new clan logos. It's a cool logo and everything, but we're not going to be doing it because we've gotten into the embroidery phase where the clothing is fucking, it's right around the corner. Like this next month, we're going to have photos and samples, okay, that we'll be able to post on the site. And all Enki's got to do is start getting the shit up. So people who want to, and I mean, guys, you are going to love this shit, okay? You are going to have the fucking sexiest fucking gear on the net, guaranteed. We're talking like massive hooded sweatshirts, turtleneck sweaters, flight jackets, the whole nine yards, man. It's going to be fucking amazing. Which means, of course, that the winner of the Sean K logo contest will be getting his jacket within the next month. Hopefully. So that's very, very cool, and that's what's happening. But nevertheless, Zero Star has been putting out like some really cool work and some free-handed artwork, which is very, very neat. So something to look at and keep involved with. Something that I do want to have happen and carry on with. Now, this is something I'd like to see have happen within the next year. Anybody may have read the book, Islands in the Net. I just finished reading that a little while ago. Actually, I didn't totally finish. I got to the last 15 pages and got so discouraged and pissed off the book, I threw it in the garbage. Bruce Sterling, you wrote a great book there. What the fuck happened to you in the last 50 pages? Totally pissed me off. Anyway, one of the things I did here was the gargoyle wired concept they use in there, which is a live webcam and an MRC running off of a wearable computer, which is active 24/7. This is something that I have always wanted to do. Now, a lot of people look at me and go, Sean, are you insane? And maybe that would be, but wouldn't it be cool that you could go, what I want to do is I want to have a wearable unit, which I will set up with a GPS that will broadcast my position 24/7, so you always know where Sean KTFM is. You will always know also what I'm looking at, because you'll be able to look through my web camera eye slot and see what I'm seeing, see what I'm doing, be there while I'm creating stuff, while I'm talking to people, while I'm in meetings, while I'm at mosque parties, whatever. You will be able to log in and see that. This is an amazing concept. I will make the first of the prototypes for it. When I am done building it, I will be running an MIRC channel live inside my head. Okay, it'll be probably using micro-optical stuff or some other realistic overlay display. Once we get that hooked up, consider the opportunities and the possibilities for all cult members. Imagine a Decker who runs into a problem, and because he's wearing an iCam, he can jump into the wired person network, the wireman, the cult wireman, chat room, and say, listen, I'm here. Somebody look at these images. Does anybody know what this is? Or, hey, I've just broken into a phone switch. You know something about phone switches. Click. Yeah, this is Decker Phone God here, and what can I help you with? What am I looking at right now? Ah, well, that's a Meridian North Star system switch that you're in right now, and let's just pilfer around. I mean, obviously you can see where this thing can go. This is the level of organization that is required. So what I want to do is I want to set it up so that I am the first heavily wired, constantly broadcasting person. Now, this will achieve two separate goals. As cult grows in size and mass and speed and velocity, okay, there is inevitably, at some point, some governmental institution is going to become aware of cults. I mean, look at our website, look at the direction we're going, look at how fast we're growing, for fuck's sakes. You will see that, they're going to try to take us out. They're going to try to make a movement on cult. They're going to try to scare us and shit. So I could do one of two things. I could start carrying guns and fucking wearing body armor. Well, I could start carrying more guns and wearing body armor and so on and so forth. But this would send a bad message. This would send a bad image. So let's take a lesson from Rodney King. What if, instead of carrying guns, I use cult as my shield? What if cult was your shield? What if you used the shield instead of, there's two kinds of shields, okay? You can use the shield of anonymity, okay, where you have the mass of everyone and they can never tell who you are. And you can also have the protection of visual sight. The protection of visual sight is what Rodney King had. Everybody saw the guy get beat down by like five cops, okay? And, or four cops, however many cops beat him down. And everybody went fucking shithawk. Mind you, that stuff happens every day and nobody hears about it. So what would happen is if, as patient zero of cult, that's the other thing, by the way, I'm not the cult leader, I have the title of patient zero. And patient zero is the person who is currently the lead organizer of cult. So when I'm dead and gone, or I get shot, arrested, pissed on, whatever, I will pass the title of patient zero on to one of the guardians, who will then take over the role as the coordinator and sort of head fucking systems dude for cult. So in any case, one of the things is if they were gonna, if any organization was gonna make a move on cult, they'd probably make a move on me. Because, I'm one of the guys who, I started it. So they'd probably put a move on me. And one of the ways I'm thinking of protecting myself is by having constant feed. And the guardians and people who are wired all the time, like we're talking the hardcore junkies, the hardcore who are always there, really want to make a difference, can tune in and get totally wacko with it. They can freak right out and they can get us completely built in so that I will not need to worry, because I know that cult has got my back. They can see everything I'm seeing, see everything I'm doing. Now, if you think I'm going to wear this into my bedroom with my wife, you're wrong. Okay, because, she won't let me. No, but seriously, there's going to be, uptime and downtime, obviously. I mean, what are you going to look at while I'm sleeping, right? Plus, this thing's got to recharge, yada, yada, yada. But ideally, I'd like to have 12 hours of wired person every day, where you can log in, see what I'm doing. Hey, Sean, what are you working on? Things like that. And eventually, the dream is where we can have cult wire guys. Okay, somebody come up with a name for that. I don't like the wire guys. I don't want to use gargoyles, because that's what they used in Snow Crash. We got a clan cult that, so we really can't call them gargoyles. So somebody come up with a name for the guy who's online wired in with a webcam all the time. I mean, I guess it'd probably be Borg, wouldn't it? Or something like that. I mean, if you have cult Borg, then, these guys, somebody get in touch with me with a title. Well, yeah, I gotta come up with something. Right now, I'm gonna use Borg for the rest of brainwashing. If I come up with something else, you come up with something better, let me know. Hell, yeah, could be a t-shirt in it for you. But one of the cult Borg go, and you have all these people who are wired in all the time. This is an amazing idea. This is shared consciousness. Okay, at that point, you are part of the collective because you are always online. You get to speak to people in the real world, but that constantly distracted tone as though you're playing Quake. It'd be very, very cool. Now, granted, this kind of dedication and wiring is going to scare a few people. People are going to be scared by this. They're not very cool with this. They're not going to think it's very neat. So it's not for everyone. It's not like it's mandatory, okay? It's not like it's mandatory, but it's a very, very cool idea. Very, very cool idea. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Another project that I would... Now, there's a couple of ideas of things that I would... want to do, and there's a couple things which I would not want to do. One of the things I would not want to do is some people have been talking about the idea of sort of creating a cult team that is would be a secret team that does really extreme stuff for cult if need be. Now, I'm totally against that. I'm against the idea of an organization having like a private strike force that isn't officially sanctioned, like call it like the Hammer of God or something, and they go out and they handle things, or people were to say attack key members in cult, they would make sure that those key members would be able to they'd make the presence of cult known and let people know that the cult mindset is not really appreciative and we are able to visualize direct action if need be. I'm against that, okay? I totally do not want that to happen, and I do not want to organize that, and I won't be giving periodic posts to how my ideas on how I don't want that to happen will be coming along. But something I do want to have happen as opposed to that, which I don't want to have happen whatsoever, one of the things I do want to have coming along is this idea I have had here about, I posted something, I found out about this group in England called the Red Scare. Ooh, the Red Scare! Which, one of the things I've asked everyone who fills out the questionnaire, I always ask, what is SeaTac Astronomy? SeaTac Astronomy is an anagram for Too Many Secrets, which is from a movie called Sneakers, which if you haven't watched, by all means, go get your hands on this film. It is an amazing film. It is a very cool film. By all means, go check it out. Very, very sweet. In the film, Robert Redford leads up this team of guys who go break into places for money. Okay, and these guys called Red Scare in England have a site, and that's what they do. They have been hired 35 times to break into 35 different companies and do it. Okay, now, as cool as that is, and I bear no malice to these Red Scare guys. Like, I posted a story, said, yeah, who wants some? Yeah, you guys think you're all bad. But in all seriousness, not getting elitist here, but in all seriousness, I mean, I think it's a very good idea, but no matter how good these guys are, they won't be as good as cult because we've got more members. 108 brains using distributive computing is going to do better than 9 or 10 really good brains, okay? It's just not going to happen. All right, sorry about that because, well, we have people who are dedicated, okay? We have people who are willing to sit there and crack for 36, 37 hours. Thank you, Mr. Echo. Okay, we're talking about like some really, really wacky people here who have, got nothing really better to do with their time, day, place, space, whatever. And they're willing to put it in and make a difference. So if we could have that, what I'd like to do is I'm eventually going to come up with a concept to have cult members be able to, they would log in, people would come to cult, they would say, if you break into this site, we would have, people would register to me to be people who are sanctioned, like Deckers, to be sanctioned for doing shadow running, Black Ops, and if you're sanctioned, we have a room where it's posted. So somebody comes to me, say I get 200 people, approach me, say, yes, Sean, I want to be a shadow runner for cult, okay? I want to be a Decker who does shadow runs. And the shadow run is where we have an authorized legal hack. So if a company approaches us and says, hi, we think we've got a very secure site, we think we've got a very secure product, we think that our money is safe in our bank, we would like to have you guys try to get it using digital means. Okay, any means you wish. Show us where our security flaws are. We will pay you, for forsaken point, we'll say $1,000, which is horribly, horribly less than what it would be. So fuck that. We'll call it $10,000. And what I would do at that point, because this is my idea and this is how it's going to work, is I would post it as a bounty. Wanted, dead or alive, company X. They say they want a bounty going in. The job pays, and how much do I cut the Decker in for? How much do I cut the Decker in for? See, this is the part where I'm going to police myself, because this is what keeps me honest, okay? This is what keeps me honest. Now, the idea is, why should Cult get any of that money? Okay, why should Cult get any of it? Well, because if Cult wants to try to make a difference, and this is reality, boys and girls, if Cult wants to make a difference, we're going to have some financial power, okay? That's how Greenpeace makes a difference. That's how all these different organizations, National Geo, Wah Wah Wah, World Wildlife, all that shit, they all make a difference because they all need cash. So it's all a matter of how we get the cash. How we get the cash is what's important. I do not want to fucking start approaching Cult members and saying, hey, can you send us $10 a month just to, you know, if everyone in the sound of my voice, fuck that, okay? There will come a time when I'll be approaching Cult members for cash, but I'll be telling them specifically what we need money for. I will tell them specifically how much I need from each and every person. And the way we've got it organized is, even if a percentage of them, which I'm betting that if I came up to Cult and I said, hey guys, we need 10 bucks because we're going to build the first ever mosque total technoculture club where you have complete and total access to, and only you do, because you've put in your one-time fee of $10, you can go stay in the Coffin Hotel, bunk out there as long as you like, no sweat, it's like $5 a night, whatever it is, but you're the only ones who have access, totally anonymous. I mean, wait until you see the design I got for these fucking things, man. They're amazing, okay? I know everyone's going to want to get in on that, because eventually, as they do, they will grow. Each person who puts in, it's a $10 membership. What I've got visualized is about $10 membership per mosque. So if you're in New York and you're waiting for the Mosque New York to show up, you just wait till Mosque New York comes, you put in your 10 bucks, and boom, we build it. It gets funded. We staff it with Cult members, and everything is fucking bomb, okay? And you've got a job. You're working for Cult, with Cult, for yourself, for a better fucking world, okay? And that's a very, very cool idea. I'm liking that a lot. Where was I going with this? I had an original direction for this. Oh yes, the money. Right, the Red Scare concept. So if the job paid, say, $10,000. Job pays $10,000. How much does Cult get? Well, first I thought 50-50, but then I thought, no, that's bullshit. Because, well, the Decker's the guy doing all the work, right? The Decker is the guy, or the Decker group, is the people doing the work. So the Deckers who crack it, bring me the file, do the deed, they get 75% of the bounty. Okay, so that's $7,500 in your pocket. Cult takes $2,500 for hooking the whole deal up, collecting payment for you, the whole fucking nine, okay? You get cash, undisclosed, fuck, you don't even have to tell your name, okay? You don't have to tell shit, okay? Unless you want to, which you probably would, because you wouldn't mind getting the employment. Okay, but that's the idea. And anybody can do this. You could be a bum to a fucking bastard to a CEO, who names it. If you break it, you get the cash. And that's the idea I have for this business then. Now, bear in mind, this is still way alpha. Okay, this is big time alpha. Dr. Pep. So that's a very cool idea, and I think it's a winner. I think it's something that we could move forward with. Let me know what you think. Email me. Let me know what you think. I really want to know what's happening. Also, let me know if you want to be an ambassador for Cult. If you want to be an ambassador for Cult, like Skip Radio was, okay, and you went down there. Soylent Green, was it Decker? Soylent Green, was that who we met? I think it was Soylent Green. For some reason, I have that name stuck in my head. Oh well, never mind. If you want to be an ambassador, you know where there's H-Hacker conventions happening, cons happening, all that kind of jazz. If you want to be involved with that, you want to be the guy who's an ambassador for Cult, representing Cult, being there, doing the DD, handing out buttons, because I'll send you buttons and shit so you can hand them out so you can talk to cool people, let them know what's going on. Again, email me, I will have you listed as an ambassador. We can list that then as a Cult event, because there's Cult members going. Once there's Cult members going, making a presence known there, it becomes a Cult-sanctioned event, which is, of course, very fucking cool. So if you want to be involved with that, let me know. It's all about communication, guys. Mail bomb me. I don't care. Send me all the mail you want, because that way I can help you. We can help each other. We can help it all working out. Burning Man. Let's talk a little bit about Burning Man. People are very, very cool with the concept of Burning Man. People are very, very cool with the ideas of everybody taking, you know, we'll all pile in one car and go down to Burning Man. Okay, don't even talk to me about Burning Man unless you go to the Burning Man site and take a look at the equipment list that is required for Burning Man, okay? I have two fears about Burning Man, okay? My first fear is that we will not be able to broadcast live and the whole thing will suck and we won't eat and, like, we'll be able to go, but the whole thing will lick back. My other fear is that we'll be able to go, but all these fucking numpty Cult members will show up who didn't read the site, don't understand that this thing's in the middle of the fucking desert and it will kill you, okay, if you are not prepared for it. because the desert does not give a shit about you, okay? You've got to read the Burning Man site. Don't be a fucking moron, okay? Check it out. I don't want to see anybody getting heat stroke, getting hurt, getting killed. Okay, we're going to be pushing this thing for the next year. We're going to be using an icon that somebody sent in for a Sean K TFM contest for the Burning Man. I can't remember who sent it to me right now, but I'm probably going to send him something because it was a cool logo. And it's very, very sweet. But for Christ's sakes, guys, make sure that if you're going to go to Burning Man or you're planning on going to Burning Man, okay, make sure that you read the site and are prepared to bring the gear, because I do not want to lose anybody to the desert, okay? Because it will kill you. It has killed before. It will kill again, all right? So that's one of the concepts there that we're talking about. Another idea that is happening that I want to see have happen for Cult, for everyone, is the paintballing idea that Rev 5 has come up with. The paintballing concept is a really good idea. It's going to be for people in the Seattle and Vancouver area who would like to be involved, would like to get something happening, so that if they want to go play full life instead of half life, and they can shoot each other and get shit blowing up and, you know, kill one another, you know, run around, do stupid shit. If you guys want to be involved with that, let me know and we'll try to organize that. That will be for this September, okay? So hopefully that'll be our first fully cult sanctioned event, which will be a sort of a flesh tripper, Ronin, everybody can come, vampires can come too, whatever. Okay, that will be the first actual sanctioned event for a something we could do as a group. And that was Red 5 is going to be organizing that. You can email him, you can email me, I will forward you to him. You can email your friends, carve in your face, you know, kill some hamsters, whatever it is you want to do. Check it out. Okay, very, very cool. Very, very cool shit in the works there. So that's about it for this week. Okay, we've had some very good shit happening. People are coming in. Hopefully, the intensity of the program. I mean, I've been talking pretty fast this last hour. Thank God for Dr. Pepper. But we're getting it out there. It's moving on. It's coming up. Everybody just keep doing what you're doing. Spread the virus. Have it going on. Keep it going around. And that way, as Cult will grow, okay, you will know that we are doing the right thing. And this is going to be amazing. Hopefully, I will be able to give you a cult manifesto, the virus manifesto, which I'm working on now, which will have far less spelling mistakes in it than the Bloodstained Rabbit did, hopefully. And if not, I'm sure everyone will let me know that it has hordes of spelling mistakes in it, blah, 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 blah. But very fucking cool nonetheless. Hey, everybody out there, thanks much. Be cool. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Keep it coming and spread the virus. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.